Alperen Şengün scores a career-high 45 points and leads the Houston Rockets to a big win over Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. Let's freaking talk about it. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Summit State of Mind, presented to you by the Apollo Podcast Network and powered by Big City Wings. I am your host, your commissioner, Kenny. Welcome once again to a post-game reaction. It's been a minute since I've gotten to sit here in front of y'all and deliver a proper post-game reaction, and we had to do it. The Houston Rockets versus the San Antonio Spurs, Alperen Şengün versus Victor Wembanyama. We're going to discuss the Rockets defeating the Spurs ultimately 114-101, highlighted by Alperen Şengün's, of course, career high 45 points. I have been waiting for a career high performance for Alperen Şengün to finally surpass the 40 mark, blew past it in terms of where he got, because he had 37 before tonight, blew past that, and was able to net a new career high of 45 points. Question of the night. First of all, where were you when Alperen Şengün dropped his career 45 points and leading the Rockets to this win? Were you at the game like me? I was at the game, which I will go into, watching it from a first-person view. I got to see it in person. Where were you? Were you watching from TV? Were you at the Rockets game? Were you at home? Were you at a bar? Where were you when Alperen Şengün dropped the 45 points, the 45 burger? Drink every time I say 45, because I'm going to be saying it a lot tonight. First and foremost, let's talk about the elephant in the room. I did come out yesterday with an episode, basically with a title saying, "Is Alperen Şengün the problem?" If you got past the first minute, congratulations. I literally opened up the episode by stating that I don't believe Alperen Şengün is the problem. That I believe that everyone, to a degree, was at fault. You know, by highlighting their lowlights and talking about how maybe they can improve. Alperen Şengün's a part of the equation. It just, it is what it is. But kudos to y'all, my listeners, my Turkish listeners especially, that continue to support and just continue to thrive and move with us and know me as a host well enough to know that I was saying it facetiously. Of course I was. Let's talk about the game. Oh my goodness, post-game reaction. The Houston Rockets defeat the San Antonio Spurs 114-101, a big, huge game with huge circumstances. From a micro standpoint, it doesn't look like much. I think when people are going to the game at Spurs Rockets, neither teams are technically relevant. However, the fact that you have the highlight of Victor Wembanyama, you know, the golden goose of the NBA, the future golden goose of the NBA, versus Alperen Şengün, the young up-and-coming center, you know, Baby Jokic, people like to call him. I like to just call him Şengün, Mr. LP, the best, one of the best centers in the NBA today, having them clashing and going head-to-head. I think that was what the matchup that everybody was looking for. And Victor Wembanyama, let's set the table. Victor Wembanyama's been killing it. He's been, you know, averaging around 30 points a game in the last couple of games, averaging 40% from three. He's been phenomenal these last couple games. I'll be fair. I'm going to give him my flowers. He was playing very well. Entering tonight, people were expecting a big game out of him. You know, everyone remembers the shaking of the fist. People remember the fact that he was not, when Houston got announced as number 4 overall pick, Houston fans remember him shaking his fist. I remember. It's a burn into my retinas now. So, with all that said, it's set up perfectly for tonight. Victor Wembanyama coming to the city of Houston on fire versus Alperen Şengün, who's been playing fine, but to a degree has been struggling compared to the dominance that he's had earlier in the season, and the Houston Rockets as well, as a whole. So it like set up almost for a Victor Wembanyama masterclass. Not so fast. Hold your horses. Overall, it was not about Victor Wembanyama as much as it was about Alperen Şengün. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Being there live to watch this masterclass of a performer. You will never understand how smooth and clean Alperin Şengün is. TV doesn't do it justice. I highly recommend, wherever you are, whatever city you're in, if you're in the United States especially, if Alperin Şengün's in town, you kind of have to go watch. I mean, luckily, I'm blessed enough to live in Houston. I get to watch him. I go to games about once a month, so I get to see him pretty often. But there's these little moments. There's moments, these finite moments like tonight, where it reminds you just how special Alperin Şengün is and just how good he could be in the long run. The stats speak for itself. Let's drop the line right now. 45 points, career high. 16 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 steals, channeling his inner Gary Payton. Just fucking going to work. 19 of 32 from the field. That's a 59% field goal percentage. 2 of 3 from 3, which we're going to discuss here in a little bit. A plus 18 on the floor, guys. Come on now. In terms of stats and what we're looking at here, while he had 45 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 steals, Victor Wembanyama, in the head-to-head matchup, had 10 points, 4 of 10 from the field, 11 rebounds, 3 assists. He had 7 blocks. Victor, you know, he went to town in terms of paint protection. But overall, oh my gosh, from watching the game in person, Victor was not of weight in terms of holding down Alperin Şengün. Yeah, Victor blocked him, I would say, twice, maybe 3 times, maybe 2 out of the 7 blocks were by Victor Wembanyama, like, on Alperin Şengün. But the ability of Alperin Şengün able to just move him, like, he got into his chest every single moment he had, and he took full advantage of it. And you're talking the totality of the entire arsenal of Alperin Şengün's game tonight. The post-up, the shot put mid-range, the shot put mid-range shot, the spin move, the layups, the bullying into the chest, the dunks, the wizardry passes, the behind-the-back pass. He had it all. The full bag was in display tonight. And oh my goodness, wasn't it capitalized? Oh, the sweet, sweet moment of points 37 and 38, which got him his career high. Oh, the sweet, sweet revenge of the Houston Rockets and Alperin Şengün on Victor Wembanyama. Grabbing on a spin move, knowing that Victor Wembanyama cannot keep up with him, bumped him off, did a nice 180 turn, kept the pivot foot down, and yammed it for slam dunk points number 37 and 38 on Victor Wembanyama's chest. Come on, how poetically beautiful was a moment like that? If you are a fan of the Rockets, if you are a fan of Alperin Şengün, and you're a fan of the game of basketball, how could you not enjoy a big moment like that? A moment that's going to be etched in the brain in Rocket fandom. Knowing the importance of what Victor did months ago, how it still affects fans today, and the carryover of it to this moment tonight, where Alperin Şengün knew, he knew what was across from him. That's the thing. We're setting the table here because what Alperin Şengün did tonight, and not even just from an offensive standpoint, but a defensive standpoint, where I have been critical of his defense, as much as a lot of people have as well. He had a masterclass on both ends of the floor. Being able to stay in front of Wemby, being able to get on with the switches, not playing so much on the drop coverage. Figuring out where the switches lie, knowing when to get to the spot, knowing when to get the charge, knowing when to stay in front of the offensive player. That, in my opinion, is one of the best Alperin Şengün defensive games of his entire career, despite the fact that he had a career high in probably his greatest offensive performance. That is the amazing thing. And the magnitude of which he did it. Victor Wembanyama, he is the golden goose of the NBA. Adam Silver and all the fans and Everyone knows that he's the alien. He's 7'4". He moves like Kevin Durant. Everybody, moves like Kevin Durant, dribbles like a guard. Everyone believes he's the future. That when LeBron retires, who's going to be the next up? Who's going to take the reins and take the NBA into the future? That Victor Wembanyama is of that caliber. And that he became a San Antonio Spur. That the fact that he stepped into the spotlight with Alperen Şengün, and Alperen Şengün not only put him in his place, at least for tonight, and it wasn't just the fact that he dropped 45, he held Victor to 10. And it's not just Alperen Şengün. Shouts to Jabari. Shoutouts to DB, Dylan Brooks. Shoutouts to the gang defense that they displayed. Knowing that every time he got the ball in the post, they shrouded him. They dropped the coverage on 2-3 on doubles and triples. Got the ball high, holding it up high. They put themselves in the best position. They helped set the table for Alperen Şengün to be successful. The full offensive weaponry was on display tonight. The passing, the post game, everything. I've been to a lot of Rockets games. I've seen lots of dominant players. I've seen James Harden live. I've been blessed to see Kobe Bryant live, rest in peace. I've got to see LeBron live. I got to see MVP Derrick Rose on the Bulls live. I got to see triple-double machine Russell Westbrook, OKC Thunder. I've got to see Kevin Durant, and I've gotten to see Steph Curry. But in regards to dominance, I'm not saying that this was the greatest performance that I've ever seen, but it's definitely up there in one of the most dominant performances I've ever seen. In terms of what he was coming into by facing Victor Wembanyama, like that, the totality of the game, which we'll go into and discuss here in a moment, was, you know, everyone did their part and helped out, but the magnitude of what this was, like the magnitude going into it, knowing that this whole thing was set up for Victor, Victor doesn't like Houston, prefers San Antonio. You know, it's the age old, it's the tale as old as time. Houston versus San Antonio, shout out to Dakota Kai. Houston versus San Antonio, that's always been it. That is a rivalry. That is the rivalry that has been from the 90s, from Dave Robinson and Hakeem Olajuwon, to Yao Ming versus Tim Duncan, to now Alperen Şengün versus Victor Wembanyama. It's a tale as old as time. And the fact that we not only got the upper hand on them, but the fact that it was our cornerstone, our supposed to be all-star, our guy that basically took it to the future golden goose of the NBA in Victor Wembanyama, and absolutely threw on a masterclass. Incredible performance, like I said. And talk about that last second three. Oh my gosh, so unnecessary. And I loved it. So freaking unnecessary. Shout outs to Sean Pendergast, a friend of the show, who literally stated, this was so reminiscent of Hakeem Olajuwon in Game 4 against the Orlando Magic because of the fact that it was a three that was super unnecessary that encapsulated the entire 95 playoff run by putting, you know, Victor Wembanyama in a blender consistently, like how Hakeem did to David Robinson, and how he shot a three that didn't really statistically even matter, like in a win or loss. Like the fact that it led to a win was great, but it didn't really matter and we didn't really need it. But I love the fact that he took it. It was the biggest FU3 that we've had this season, and I love it. Give me more of that. Give me more of that. Let's have fun. This is basketball. Bring fun back to Houston again. That's the type of attitude that I want this team to carry forward. And they're officially on a win streak now as well. That's a 2-game win streak. We're looking at possibly building something. They're most likely out of the play-in, but come on now. If we can build something going into next year, let's absolutely take full advantage of it. We're seeing it here. We're seeing it tonight. And it encapsulates what this team is capable of, because it wasn't just about Alperen Şengün's performance. Everyone, in a way, played their part. It highlighted by the fact that the starting backcourt of Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet, who has been so supremely inconsistent for the duration of this season, came out guns a-blazing. Jalen Green, 23 points. Fred VanVleet with 21 points, combined it for 44 points. This is what we expected from the backcourt. The fact that they were able to kind of be that support system. I mean, for goodness sake, combined Şengün, Jalen Green, Fred VanVleet, all together have 89 of the 114 points. That is insane when you think about it. The amount of offense that those three did was incredible. And like I said, I was there live. I got to experience all of this live. It was a moment in time, and I've been to a lot of big games, but there just seemed to have been a hunger going into this game. And a let's go Spurs chant immediately right before tip-off. That's when I was like, man, this is crazy. Like, we're really in, like, this era now. And we've been in this era, but, like, teams always come into Houston, and, like, it's the Lakers, it's Golden State Warriors, the Spurs, the Mavericks, and, like, they just start kind of, like, in a way taking over. Like, they try to take over, and immediately they started doing that. The fans of Spurs started doing that, and I was just like, man, we got to shut these guys up. And it's no offense. Like, I don't hate Spurs fans, but I'm just like, this is our house. Like, don't just sit here and take the disrespect. The fact that they were just kind of able to answer. And the best part about all of this, too, is that being there live, I got to see Victor play live as well. So that you know, I could put that on my bucket list. It was great. He scored the first 5 points. But the fact that he only had 10 points the rest of the way. He started the game 2 of 2. Step back 3. He had a dunk. And that's it. And then he got 5 more points the entire rest of the game. For 3 quarters and like 10 minutes. That is insane to think about. And the fact that, like, the Rockets were able to kind of do that. And that's the thing. Every time he dribbled the ball, it seemed like everybody was like, you know, everything was ramping up. The pace was ramping up. Everyone was like, oh, on their edge of their seats. Like, he's special. I'm not going to deny it. Like, he's really special. But watching it live and watching how the Rockets were kind of able to kind of rip away the momentum that seemed to have already been on the Spurs side to start the game, along with the Spurs fans starting a Let's Go Spurs chant, along with the fact that Victor Wembanyama has been on fire lately. Like, it was all set up for them. I love the fact that the Rockets were like, no, you're not going to do that in Toyota Center. This Rockets team has been incredible at home. Like, an insane record. They got to be like, I think they're 20-9 now. Correct me if I'm wrong, YouTube or anyone listening. I think they got to be 20-9 or 20-10 or 21-10. They've been just absolutely incredible at home. The Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde effect, which I've discussed ad nauseum now. They've pretty much stepped in, and they were able to wrestle away this game. And it wasn't just the backcourt. It was the fact that the bench came in, you know, Cam Whitmore, Slam Whitmore, just making a return. And I've said this from the beginning, he's a fucking electric factory. Cam Whitmore is a freaking electric factory. And when he plays, when he's there, when he's on, dude, he's must-watch TV. Like, he's exciting. He's just exciting. That's what I mean by electric factory. Amen Thompson did his thing, got into a little bit of a scuffle with Jeremy Sochan. I love the fact that he got in there and he got in his face and he pushed and he's like, hell no, you're not going to give me that. This is bullshit. Like, no. I love that. This is like the grittiness and toughness that during the first maybe like 25 games of the Rockets season where that was their brand of ball. That they were not just going to get pushed. They weren't the bullies. They were going to do the bullying. I mean, sorry. They were the bullies. They weren't the bullied. Like, that's where they were successful. And once again, the fact that these guys were able to come in and play stout defense held the Spurs to 101 points. The fact that they were able to play very, very well. I got to give flowers to one Dylan Brooks, first of all, who didn't... I got to give him his flowers, who didn't do much on offense. I mean, he didn't score at all. 36 minutes. He only attempted 3 shots. More of the shots went to Operation Şengün with 32 shots. Jalen Green with 23 shots. And gosh, even Cam Whitmore had 16 shots. Shout out to Cam Whitmore, who had 19 points. But the defense was there. And I've always said this from the beginning. I don't need Dylan Brooks to overshoot the ball. I just need him to go with what makes him successful. Whatever the team needs him to be. Kind of do what Jabari has kind of been for the Rockets. just kind of go wherever I need to go. This is where I need to be. I need to be the defensive stalwart. I need to help out. I need to stop Wemby. I need to help out Şengün and Jabari. Then I'm going to do that. I love the fact that he did it. That was his mindset. And he only shot three shots. And every possession was played to where he was more or less a facilitator, a screener, kind of putting himself in the best position for his team to succeed. That's where I can appreciate Dylan Brooks as a player. So he had a whale of a game despite, you know, the no stats. I thought he played a fantastic game. This is why, let's circle back real quick to Alperen Şengün. I think in my opinion, and I have to shout out the Turkey listeners. Y'all have been insanely incredible, like, in this entire season. Your fandom for Alperen Şengün has been in something that I haven't seen in years. So I think this is something that y'all would appreciate. We found out, shout outs to Brad O, good friend of the show. Brad O did tweet, and he did say, Alperen Şengün is the youngest player in NBA history to have 45-plus points, 10-plus rebounds, and 5-plus steals. Also the most points ever scored by a Turkish player in an NBA game in the entire history of the NBA. Shout outs to Alperen Şengün and all of our wonderful Turkey listeners. That is insane. The youngest player in NBA history. Not even just the youngest player in NBA history to have that, but the most ever scored by a Turkish player in NBA history. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just the start. This is year three, Alperen Şengün. He's going to break 50. He's capable. He can get 50. So he could get it this season if they really wanted to. And we may see it. We may very well see it. This is just such a fantastic game. I loved watching it live and getting to experience it in person. Excuse me. Just kind of getting to see him kind of move and maneuver. And like I said, it's an experience just getting to watch him play live, getting to watch the Rockets play live, especially at home where they've been so dominant. Once again, the plays that set it up for Alperen Şengün, the Rockets really put him in good position. He missed a couple of jimmies in the game to start, but he was able to kind of reconfigure. He got blocked. First possession of the game, he got blocked by Wemby. I mean, we're going to call a spade here. I'm not going to lie about that. But his ability to kind of reconfigure himself during the game and just go off was huge. And the fact that he kind of made the Spurs team, this is what stars do. And getting to watch this live, I got to see it in person, where the Spurs kind of had to adapt to his game as opposed to like Alperen Şengün adapting to their game and how they're playing. He made these moves where, like, I'm telling you right now, it was very Hakeem Olajuwon. Like, I don't know what else to describe it. He had Victor in a blender. He had Sohan in a blender and all these guys. All these guys that tried to guard him were all kind of stuck in a blender. They were all on skates. It was an absolute insane sight to see. Every point, I got to a point at one point in the game where I stood up, the 37th, 38th point, I was already standing. But there were moments in the game where I was just like, I feel like we were like schoolyard. Like, I was just like, oh, Alperen, oh, get him, Alpi. Oh, get him, Alpi. Oh, spin move. Oh, dunk. You know what I mean? Like, it was so fun to watch. Gosh, like, this is the potential of how good this Rockets team can be. And how great was it, the fact that the Houston Rockets and Alperen Şengün and the city of Houston got to have this moment, a big win over the San Antonio Spurs, over Victor Wembanyama, over the supposed golden goose of the NBA, over the guy that's supposed to carry the NBA into the future? Nah, he may be the future, but he's not right now. And Alperen Şengün is overall still the more superior player. And for the real hoop heads that get it, no. And shout outs to, you know, the players that all came together to, you know, all the starters and the bench players for the Rockets. It was a very team-oriented game despite him having the 45 points. He couldn't have gotten the 45 without the team putting in position to succeed. And vice versa, Alperen Şengün being able to dish and maneuver and basically do whatever he needed to do to put his team in the best position to succeed. We were so happy to see it. It was a great game overall live. I cannot stress enough, if you are living outside of Houston, but if you're in the United States, or I guess Toronto in Canada, to highly recommend watching Alperen Şengün live. It's truly a treat when you get to watch this man play live. Watching him on TV doesn't do him justice. It's just seeing how big this guy is and seeing him kind of move. It's pretty unprecedented. And the same goes for Victor Wembanyama. I'll give him, I'm not going to give him all the flowers, but I'll give him a little rose. Okay, I'll give him a rose right there. That moment, it's insane watching him live too. He's a very big human being, but Alperen Şengün overall was the man tonight, and career high 45 points. So once again, congratulations to Alperen Şengün for the new career high, and to the Houston Rockets for getting a win and starting another win streak. Thank God. Let's fucking go. Big fan of that. So let's get ready to go home here on a happy night for the Summit State of Mind. And of course, I can't go home without a shout out and an ad to Big City Wings, recording this on a Tuesday night. That's right. You're two for Tuesday. Buy one, get one wings. Buy five, get 10. For the price of 10, you can get 20. You can get all the flavors, bunch of different flavors out there. My favorite is the Gold Fever and the, well, I split between garlic parmesan and lemon pepper. So I'll go half and half depending on my mood, but definitely Gold Fever is definitely, definitely in my move there. That's always in my move set. So be sure to check out Big City Wings one time. Find your nearest location nearest to you for the best wings in the entire city of Houston. That's right. Big City Wings, Houston's Wing Joint, Apollo's Wing Joint one time. Let's get ready to go home here on a happy, happy night for your Houston Rockets and for the Summit State of Mind. Give us a follow on Twitter at Summit SOM Pod, or follow us on Instagram at Summit State of Mind _ Pod. And you can follow our media company at Apollo NBA and at Apollo HOU. Super kick that subscribe button one time on YouTube. It's as simple as a little click. Click that subscribe button right now for all the best Houston and original created content just for y'all. Shout outs once again to the crown jewel of all Astros podcasts. That's right, Beyond the Diamond, BTD. Be sure to give them your first listen for all Astros content. Shout outs to the Apollo Texans, Off the Gridiron. Be sure to give them your first listen for all Texans content. Once again, we appreciate each and every one of y'all for making us your first listen for all Houston Rockets content. And that's going to be it for me. My producer is going to give me go home cue here right now. And I'm going to end this episode as I end every episode, but this time on a happier note, with Go Summit, Go Apollo, Alperen Şengün career high, 45 fucking points. Let's go. Go Rockets. Oh, yeah. Watch basketball.
Yeet. The Summit 4444.